smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning in my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're having a great show for you guys today. If you're in the cool independent films or just actresses or directors, we got a cool a guest coming in. She's an actress and director and a writer. Her name is Glenice Hunter from the new film Super Hair. But before that, we want to do a couple little plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our lovely guest of the hour, Glenice Hunter, go to our Facebook page over at Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. And also, if you like the music we're going to be playing, or just like to send some nice comments here or there, or nice emails, I've been reading some off of the air. I really appreciate those. Just email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then also, last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan over on, formerly known as Twitter, X, TYRONETAN as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, over on X. And then thanks to the hacker there, at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads. So at Tyrone Tan Official over on Threads. And then if you really, really want to hit me up on like Facebook, that's at Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. Okay, last but not least, we are going to be bringing in our guest co-hosts of the hour. I always like to put them on a spot like this in a good way. First off, I want to say thank you to all the lovely and awesome guest co-hosts we've had. We've been rotating guest co-hosts throughout the season, so I just want to say thank you for having you guys all. It's always fun to have someone. And so she's back with a vengeance. No, she's back coming in. My dear friend, publicist extraordinaire, Cher Culver of Cher Culver PR. We got my dear friend Cher Culver. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good.
I know you're always like, oh, why do you put me as guest host? It's because I like you and adore you, and you're my friend. And I thought, we talk. It's funny because we talk on the phone personally and that kind of stuff. But
yeah,
you haven't been on the show itself. And sometimes you'll have a client here, and then maybe you'll be in the background. But I said, you know what? I got to catch up with her on the air. So really quickly, before we begin the guest of the hour, which I think you know,
yes,
Glenice Hunter.
Yes.
Really quickly, tell the audience a little bit about yourself, just for those who haven't tuned in before.
Okay, so I've been a publicist for 20-something years now, working in daytime television. That's how I started off. And now I have my own company for the last 9 years.
Wow.
And doing just independent films and talent, and I love it.
Awesome. Yeah, because I'm trying to remember how we met, but for those that don't know background,
I think Movie Guide.
We was met it Movie Guide Awards?
Yeah, Movie Guide Awards.
Which is awesome, cool. And yeah, then you've always been a very pleasant publicist, one that we kind of hit it off, and personalities-wise, and you always, you know, had some great talent and clients that you've dealt with through the years, and you've always been a loyal person. So I just want to say that on the air.
You. So that's so sweet.
So, and again, for those that don't know your publicity company name,
Cher Culver PR.
Cher Culver PR.
Yes.
So check her out. And then you got social media, websites, anything?
Yeah, it's all at Cher Culver PR on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Awesome. Well, you know the drill. Before we bring in our guest co-host, before we bring in our guest of the hour, you're the guest co-host. Did you get the memo? Do you remember the guest co-host? We talk about some movie reviews.
Yes.
By any chance, have you? I know you're busy with a lot of things, but have you seen any movies out in the theater lately?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Really?
So actually, okay, I never have time. Not even at film festivals because I'm working.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was able to see Cabrini.
Cabrini. Okay.
And that is the new movie with Angel Studios.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's the immigrant story with Francesca Cabrini. Okay. She's a nun that immigrated from Italy to New York, and she helped with the poverty and the homeless, even against the church. Like, they, even because she was a female, they wanted to, you know, send her back to Italy. Okay. And she stuck to her ground. It's a strong female role. Played by Christina Deanna.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do a quick, thanks to IMDb, I'm going to do a quick little synopsis, then we're going to ask your input on it. So again, thanks to IMDb, here's a little quick synopsis. Again, the movie is called Cabrini, rated PG-13. Again, here's a little quick synopsis. After witnessing disease and poverty in the slums of New York, Italian immigrant Francesca Cabrini embarks on a daring journey to persuade the hostile mayor to provide housing and health care for hundreds of orphan children. Directed by Alejandro Monteverde and starring Christiana Dellana, John Lithgow, David Morris. A plethora of a lot of great talent that I get to see here on here. I did not get to see it, you got to see it.
You actually interviewed Alejandro Monteverde, the director at Movie Guide.
Oh my God, yeah, you're right. Oh my God, it's funny out of context. Because did he also did
Sounds of Freedom?
Sounds of Freedom, awesome.
Which was the human trafficking story.
Oh wait, that's funny because they were promoting this on when I was interviewing them.
Yes.
I think this is that's what they were talking. That's right. I think they were talking.
Well, the thing is with Sound of Freedom was that was the film that, with, you know, being completely independent, he was able to hit box office numbers by having all of the Christian community come out in droves to see this film.
That's awesome.
For Sounds of Freedom, and now this is his latest film, Cabrini.
That's awesome.
The cinematography, the DP on it is amazing. Do you have the DP pulled up on that?
Yeah, we have it right here. The cinematographer is, let me see here.
I don't want to say.
Yeah, I mean, because it looks great. I mean, I'm just looking at the...
It was phenomenal. The scenery in Italy, in New York, the way they... It's amazing. It was really good. And, of course, Alejandro's done an amazing job.
Cinematographer Gorka Gomez Andru?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was amazing. So it was a good film. It's very long, 2.5 hours. But, I mean, Alejandro does an amazing job of keeping you pulled in the entire time.
Well, I was a huge fan of Sound of Freedom.
Yeah.
So if it's anything, like, at least the type of film.
Deeply empathetic type of film. He has you pulled in from the moment when they're introducing Francesca Cabrini all the way to the end. You are just pulled into the storyline.
Awesome.
I mean, he has a good way of...
Awesome. Well, as the guest goes, do you highly recommend checking out in the theater?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. Absolutely. So again, Cher Culver, my guest host, highly recommends checking out the movie Cabrini out there in theaters. It's directed by Alejandro Monteverde, starring Christiana Dellana, David Morris, John Lithgow, and a lot of other great talent. Yeah. So, Ken, cool. So, now, by any chance, did you get the other memo? The other memo is, I don't know if you recall, but the guest co-host arranges a way to make the guests of the hour, to make them feel special when they, you know, bring them in. So sometimes we bring them in on either limos, Millennium Falcons, hang gliders, stuff like that. By any chance, did you arrange a way to bring in our guest of the hour? Because she is actually your client.
A private jet.
Okay. I don't think, you know, I hope you got the parachute there, because I think that no one's coming on actual the private jet. Some people come on Millennium Falcons, hang gliders, stuff like that. But I think, you know, even though it's kind of traditional, but the private jet. So, well, I think that's why it was flying over. It kept flying over around.
We're in Burbank.
Yeah,
that's right. Flying over.
Yeah. So what we're gonna do? She is an actress. She's a director. She's a writer. Yeah. And I'm sensing she's an all around good person, because I don't think you would just bring me someone that wasn't. I don't think
she is.
But she's got this cool film out there in the festival circuit. It's called Super Hair.
Yes.
So we're gonna be bringing her in, and I got to check it out. So it's pretty cool. It is pretty super, super cool. But so what we're gonna do? What you got to do? You got to open up that latch up on the ceiling. Okay.
Okay.
So right over there. See the jet over there. So what we're gonna be doing? We're going to be on the count of three. You're going to just whistle in, and then I guess the pilot's going to see you, and then just going to drop her off, okay. I guess, via parachute or something. Okay, so here we go on the count of three. One, two, and three. Wave the lights there. Uh-oh, here she comes. Here she comes on the private jet. It's circling. Okay. Okay, she's about to jump. There she is. I don't even think she has a pair. She's jumping. She's skydiving. There she comes. Coming down. All right. There's a lot of fanfare down there. They're throwing roses up at her. They're taking selfies. Oh, wait, here she goes. Taking pictures of her. Here she is. She's actually signing autographs with pieces of paper and throwing them down. There she is. Coming down, doing some flips, flying into the studio. And she's about to land safely. There she is. She's an actress. She's the director. She's the writer. Most of all, she's the filmmaker of the new film, Super Hair. Here she is, landing safely into the studio, Miss Glenise Hunter. Woo! Look at that landing. Welcome, Glenise Hunter, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UVN. Welcome, Glenise Hunter.
Hi.
How you doing?
I will never forget that introduction.
Wow. Wow. That was a really cool intro. I don't even know how you did that many flips, too.
It was amazing.
And sign autographs throwing pieces of paper.
It's a skill. It's awesome. Talent.
Again, welcome again, Glenise Hunter. Hi. To StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. And thank you, Cher Culver. Of Cher Culver PR for arranging that jet there.
You're welcome.
You got the receipt, right? Yeah. No, I'm teasing. Anyway, so cool. Again, Glenise Hunter, welcome again. So it was cool. I've heard a lot of great things about you. Thanks to some cool PR there. So what we want to do, if not fans already, we want people to get to know you, get to know a little bit about you, hopefully become fans even more, and then hopefully check out your film, but also most of all become a new follower of you or just a new supporter. So we always like to start off with this hard-hitting question. I don't know if your people talk to my people about this hard-hitting question.
Oh, no.
Okay, we always like to start off hard-hitting questioning. Really?
All right,
here
let's
we go.
Do it.
The count of three. Here we go. Here's our count three. The first thing, one, two, three. Our hard-hitting question is, were you born and raised?
I was born in Queens, New York.
Okay.
In Flushing. And then I lived in the Dominican Republic for 7 years.
Okay.
And then I moved back to New York City.
Well, now, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be in showbiz, either an actress or director or writer?
Yes. Okay. My family, they couldn't get enough of my drama when I was younger and pretty much when I came out the womb. So they kind of knew already that this was kind of the direction that I was going to head into.
Oh, really? Like, meaning like, were you just like a drama queen? Or you mean like yeah. You just like, you're like a little Shirley Temple kid where you just like, meaning like just performing the whole time?
Yeah, drama. Everything. Drama
really?
Queen, you know, singing into a comb constantly, writing little skits, just always trying to get attention.
Wow, okay. So they noticed that early on.
Yeah.
So when did you know it was actually like a profession, so to speak? Meaning, because I've had a guest here, Shelby Namus, it's a pretty good big star, and he told me this story that he thought when he watched Wizard of Oz,
mm-hmm.
he thought, how do people, he told his mom, how do I get inside the TV?
Yeah.
So he didn't really realize. So like what I'm asking is like, did you know there was the actual career as an actress or anything, or did you just, you were just mm-hmm. performing and then you kind of just, you know, discovered it? As a profession later?
I was always obsessed with Nickelodeon.
Okay.
So I think that's kind of where it started for me. The thing that really kind of changed it, where I was like, oh, I think I could really be an actress, it was my 7th grade theater class.
Okay.
And I performed, I don't even remember what the name of this like play was, but I played this like villain called Mr. Goldnose or something like
okay.
that, and my theater teacher he had been studying theater for a really long time wrote me this letter at the end of the school year and said that my performance was like outstanding and that I should really consider being an actor for like, you know, to try it.
Yeah.
And for me, that was, I think, the first moment where I was like, wow, I think I could really do this. And I have it framed in
my Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, but who was your inspirations? Was there, I mean, obviously, aside from Nickelodeon and the probably, well, let me ask you this, because I had a lot of friends from the Nickelodeon era, so to speak, growing up. Who, what were your favorite shows?
Oh my goodness. Okay, SNCC, Clarissa Explains It All. Clarissa. Ren and Stimpy.
Okay.
When it was a cartoon, but all that. Was an inspiring one.
My two dear friends,
Keenan and Kel.
Two dear friends were on all that. Josh Server, he was, and then Angelique Bates. So I used to visit. I used to visit that set back in the day when it used to be like on Sunset. I don't know if it's still there, but yeah, just you know, hang out. It was kind of cool. But it's kind of cool that that you're fans of those shows.
Yeah.
So cool. And then was there an actress or actor that inspired you?
Not necessarily. I think I was more inspired by like TV shows.
Okay.
I was kind of like lonely as a kid.
No.
So I would watch a lot of TV.
I was the same way.
I was the same way.
No, I, you know, it's funny because I think television, I had this conversation with somebody too. Television for me growing up was like a babysitter. Like you would just sit there, watch. Right. And there's such good stuff to watch at the time. And even if you just had it in the background, you felt comfortable, you know, if it was scary, like if you're by yourself or your parents left you by yourself, you just had the TV on and you would be so
right.
I'm assuming that's probably maybe what you meant as well.
Yeah, I, you know, my family became, you know, the people on Family Matters, the TV show, and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah. These are the people that I felt safe with, that I, you know, when everything else was happening, you know, in childhood, which, you know, sometimes good, sometimes bad, you know, you just turn on the TV and just kind of relax and you chill. And that's like, that was like my safe space.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Was there anyone as you got a little older that maybe inspired you to maybe pursue it as a career, or that maybe I want to be like blah, blah, blah? Actress or actor?
You know, funny enough, I really wanted to sing for most of my life.
Really?
Yeah. So I like glorified Selena.
Okay. Selena.
Oh, yes.
Selena.
Oh my God. I love her.
Okay. Selena. Yeah. Okay. I'm thinking Selena Gomez, but the other Selena. Selena.
Selena Quintanilla.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I mostly, you know, I feel like acting was like that one thing that like I dreamed of, but I wasn't necessarily sure whether I can like pull off or do. But singing was a thing for me where I was like, I want to be a singer. And of course, you know.
Got it. What about filmmaking? Because you also direct and write. Was there someone that inspired you as a filmmaker?
Not necessarily. I think what inspired me to become a filmmaker was honestly constantly hearing no.
Okay.
And like constantly going out for all these auditions and not necessarily, you know, knowing whether like where I fit in or whether I had the power to say what I wanted to say. So, okay.
Well, before we get into the nitty gritty, my guest co-host, I don't know if you know her. Her name is Cher Culver.
met her today.
I know, put her on the spot to be a guest co-host. Yeah. But to Miss Guest Co-host, Cher Culver, do you have any questions for Glenice Hunter for maybe on her early career before we get into her latter and in-depth about her her films and all that stuff?
Yeah,
like her early career or early life?
I'm curious about the transition from acting into directing. Like where was that moment that you wanted to be behind the camera?
Oh, let's see. For me, it was probably, I had this really interesting experience once at a casting office where there were some comments made about my hair.
Really? Okay. like in front of you or you could hear it like off to the side? Or
like to my face.
Really?
And for me, I think that was the moment where I was like, I was so upset that I went home and I wrote my first project, which is on Amazon Prime right now. It's called Woke.
Oh, wow. And awesome.
Yeah, for me, that was a moment where I was like, okay, I think I could really do this. I could write my own stuff and I can, you know, my friends and my community backed me up and I did a crowdfunding and that's how I made my first real project.
Wow. Okay. Right. So you just basically out of kind of like spite out of somebody for some,
yes,
because I don't know. It was interesting, and this is not, it's kind of irrelevant, but it just when you hear some people say stuff. I remember I was adopting my current dog, and she was a puppy. She was in the pound, and she was growling at everybody. And when I asked, I want to adopt that dog. The way the pound in the office was, there was a window, and when you sat down, you're underneath the window of like the teller, right? So when I picked the dog, I overheard them. They had no idea. It was sitting right underneath the window. They're going, oh, this one person wants to adopt that dog. And they're like, you mean Stinker? He's such a stinker. Like, they're saying all this stuff about this dog because he barked at everybody but me. And so I, as they're saying all this stuff, I push my head up the window. I go, excuse me, are you talking about the dog? About the, and they're like, oh, yeah. And they're like going, and it really like upset me, but I wanted to adopt it even more, which I did. And she was she's been the most loveliest dog, sweetest dog. And that's I go, amazing. Why did they call her Stinker? Because, but it made me almost like, how dare you, kind of thing. And it, out of spite, you just wanted to like even adopt it even more. But kind of in the same, when you hear people say something, you know.
Yeah. For me, it was just, I think, the final straw into really owning my power and knowing that I've always been a writer.
Yeah.
I may not have always been a director, you know, but I've always been a writer. And I needed to come back to that and that's and really great. Incorporate
that. Well, and I was doing some research. So what is what was Woke about? To tell people that, you know, what that, because that's pretty cool that you wrote, it was a series? Or?
So actually it was a TV pilot.
Okay.
And it got into a few festivals. I like to say that that's, it kind of helped me open up the doors to where I am right now. And it was just really kind of the story of my life, a multiracial actress in New York City, kind of, you know, trying to find who she really is and dealing with struggles on her way to her dreams.
Wow. And then from that point, like, did you even know you could filmmake at that time? Or, I mean, were you just from experience and you're like, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to learn as I go.
So I had kind of made like a few little films before, you know, not to discredit Little, but the previous stuff. But yeah, I think that was the first time that I really was like, wow, I can do this. And, you know, I also had some really great help. My co-director, Jake Moore at the time, also kind of really believed in the script and made it look incredible. So
awesome. Now from now, were your family, were they supportive on your, you know, obviously they knew you were like a drama queen, so to speak, and they knew you were like it, but were they supportive? Because I know I'm coming from a ethnic background. Mine blessingly were, but there's a lot that aren't, especially in certain cultural communities. They're like, you know, they want you to go traditional, you know, route of like schooling and all that. But were they supportive with yourself, or were they pretty go for it? You know?
Yeah, no, my family has been supportive from day one, 100%. Awesome. You know, I think my mom may have wanted me to kind of do something else with my life. But I think once she realized that you know, this is something that I'm really passionate about and I really care for, she was 100% in as well.
What was the quote unquote alternative door you could have went down? Like, meaning, like, what was there another thing that aside from acting or filmmaking that you're like, okay, well, I guess if I can't do that, I'm gonna do this. Was there another kind of profession?
Yeah. So two, one was I'm a psychology. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology.
Oh, awesome.
So I was actually fascinated by forensic psychology.
Wow.
And then the other one was archaeology.
For my Jurassic Park. Yes.
I love science.
That's awesome. Well, that's cool that you got to, you know, dabble in all that kind of good stuff. But also, you never know, as a filmmaker, you could write something about something like that.
Yeah, I might go the science way one day.
Yeah. Now, is there, okay, so now going into filmmaking, was there a filmmaker that you loved, like watching their types of films that kind of inspired you as well?
I gotta think about that one.
Okay, how about you this? What's your favorite movies? Maybe that kind of gives me an idea. Like, what were like?
I love mafia films.
Really? Okay.
Oh, me too.
Awesome.
Like, Goodfellas is my favorite. I've seen it about like 100 times. And it's really weird because I don't write stuff like that.
I was just going to say, I didn't picture you as a, I don't know, I don't want to be judgmental, but I mean, I didn't picture you watching a mafia movie.
No, I know. I don't write kind of stuff like that. But yeah, I definitely love mafia films. I was obsessed with Titanic growing up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
what about
but
The Sopranos? Did you ever see?
I just finished The Sopranos like a month ago for the first time.
I was a huge fan of that.
The Sopranos is great. The Sopranos.
Right there in New York where you were.
I know.
You know, it's a good movie. Not really necessarily mafia like Godfather, but have you seen The Bronx Tale?
Of course. Okay. 100%.
Yeah.
But that was a good one.
Anything mafia.
That's all. Well, yeah, I guess, I mean, it wasn't like it has the, there's a lot of mafia related stuff, but I don't know what it would be. Would you consider it a mafia movie? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
A Bronx Tale? Yeah. I think so, kind of. Yeah.
Got it. Any other questions before we cut to a music break?
I don't. Sure.
Okay, so what we're going to be doing, we're going to get down to the nitty gritty, talk about your new film called Super Hair, which is out in the festival circuit. And we're going to talk more about that. But really quickly, Cher Culver, my guest co-host, you know the drill here. Yeah. We're going to introduce this song. Can you introduce this song? And then we'll be back more with Glenice Hunter. Again, actress. She's director and a writer, but she's also the director of the new film Super Hair, which is it just finished running at the Pan? You want to pronounce?
It was at the Pan African Film Festival.
Awesome.
And I just got back from Houston. Awesome. We were at Houston Latino Film Festival last week.
Awesome. And then it's got somewhat coming up, which we're going to talk about more.
Yes.
Awesome. So again, Miss guest co-host,
all right,
Cher Culver, can you introduce this song?
Yes. Okay. So Baby Love by Andrew Zendejas.
Yeah.
I got it.
Awesome. Okay, so we'll be back more with Glenice Hunter. And again, Glenice, do you have any social medias or anything like that so people check you out on?
I do.
Okay.
My personal social media is at Glenice Hunter, GlenisHunter.
Okay.
And if you want to follow our film, Super Hair, it's at Supa, S-U-P-A, Hair, short.
Yeah, I was going to say to differentiate that because it's not super, it's Supa.
So there's a funny story behind that.
Which we'll talk about. Yeah, so Supa Hair. So S-U-P-A-H-A-I-R. That's the film, but also the social media at Supa Hair.
Supa Hair Short.
Supa Hair Short. And then Glenice Hunter. It's at Glenice Hunter over on social medias. Again, and introduce the song one more time.
Baby Love by Andrew Zendejas.
All right. We'll be back more here with Glenice Hunter. Here again, here is Baby Love by Andrew Zendejas, and we'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Now listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Baby love, I really want to see you cry no more, and tomorrow hoping you feel the same as I do. It's so easy just to fall in love, swear up and down into the stars above. Same old story that I can't give up, but you really know that you're my only one. As a tear slips your eye, baby, don't you worry, we will make it by. Just believe it'll be alright. I'll see you in the morning light. Baby love, I really wanna see you cry no more, and tomorrow that you used to wear, it's such a feeling that I cannot bear. As a tear slowly slips your eye, baby, don't you worry, we will make it by. Just believe it'll be alright. I'll see you in the morning light. No more, and tomorrow I'll
right, that was Baby Love by Andrew Zendejas. Again, if you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. Or better yet, if you really like that song, support the guy, my dear friend. He was a guest here on the show. Again, his name is Andrew Zendejas. Check out his music. It's out there. Again, that was called Baby Love. Again, his name is Andrew Zendejas, A-N-D-R-E-W, Zendejas, Z-E-N-D-E-J-A-S. His stuff is out there, so check it out. Good guest and a good music artist as well. So again, that was Baby Love by Andrew Zendejas. Check him out. All right, we are back here with my guest co-host of the hour, publicist extraordinaire, Cher Culver. Cher Culver of Culver, Cher Culver PR.
Yes.
Awesome. Welcome back.
Hello.
And then we are back with my guest of the hour, actress, director, writer, filmmaker of the new film, Super Hair. Welcome Hello. Back, Glenice Hunter.
Hi.
All right, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, since we just came back from music break, are you into any music? And if so, what music are you into?
Oh, my goodness. I have an obsession with the 90s.
Okay.
I can't get out of the 90s music.
No, that's okay. Like, who's your go-to that you could always pop in?
Well, I mentioned Selena. Not going to sit here and lie. I love my boy bands.
Okay.
Backstreet Boys, NSYNC.
Awesome.
Love my Britney Spears. Also love the 90s R&B, rap, Biggie.
Okay.
Tupac.
Awesome. Well, cool. It's a cool, you know, it's a good era of music.
Yeah.
It is really cool. It's interesting because, you know, when you have parents and they always listen to their older music and then you're like, okay, why
don't
you
know.
Now I'm always stuck listening to certain music that I grew up with,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But that's cool. So we are back here again with Glenice Hunter, actress, director, writer. We talked about her film Woke, yes, that you did, and then you did a lot of other stuff you're going on. And then so what was a project that you felt, because Woke was like your first thing that you kind of created?
Yeah, it was like my first serious big project.
And then you also did other stuff here. You got This Is Everything, you got Walkie Buddies,
yes,
Billiardo, Calambre.
I was acting in those.
And Confectionary, yeah. Conversations, Little mm-hmm. Voice, a lot of stuff here. So then what? When did you think, okay, this is something I want to do for the rest of my life, or this mm-hmm. is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life now?
Acting or just writing, directing in general?
All of it.
I would say when I graduated college, as I mentioned, I had a psych degree.
Yeah.
And I actually started interning at a domestic violence agency. I had a lot of kind of internships there, and I ended up getting a job. And while it was great kind of working with the community and talking about this issue, which is extremely important, I would just come home every day kind of wishing that I was on kind of reading scripts or auditioning. And so for me, that was kind of the moment one day where, again, I had like a straw that broke the camel's back, and I was like, no, we're gonna give this a shot because it's something I've always dreamed of, and I want to take it seriously.
All right, so let's talk about this film called Super Hair.
Yeah.
It's a short film here, and then it's in the festival circuit. You just came back, again, one more time, from the Pan-African...
Yeah, Pan-African Film Festival and the Houston Latino Film Festival.
Awesome. And then you also got some other ones coming up as well.
Yes.
So let's talk about Super Hair. What's about? What is it about? And then what inspires you to do this particular film?
Super Hair is a story about a 10-year-old Afro-Latina from the Dominican Republic who just recently lost her mother, and her sister end up leaving the DR and move to Arizona. and they end up living with their estranged grandmother. All the while, her hair is being neglected, and she comes to realize and find out that this hair that she so deeply despises actually holds an ancient family power.
Hmm. It was kind of interesting because when I was watching it, it reminded me of like, not like, was it Miss Marvel? Where the girl that has the powers with, she's, it's on Disney Plus.
I know what you're talking about. I think it is Miss.
Is it Miss Marvel?
It's something Marvel.
Yeah. But because I saw it with the comb, and then it had this, like, you had special effects in this, and it was going to, it kind of reminded me like, oh, this could be a new superhero character kind of thing. And
that's what we're going for.
So, but it was interesting because it could have been a typical thing about just a person losing their mother. Mm-hmm. But where did the inspiration about this kind of super comb come to play for you? Because that was an interesting twist, and I did not expect that.
Yeah.
So, and then I didn't expect it. And first off, very well done.
Thank you.
So congratulations on
Thank you.
But very good production value, as well as the acting was all great. From everyone. And a lot of times, especially when I see new filmmakers on stuff, mm-hmm. you know, you'll be like, okay, it was great this, but that, and mm-hmm. then there's always something. Mm-hmm. I would also say there was everyone was pretty solid on the acting. It was
Thank
all
you.
Everyone was pretty natural. No one was really over the top, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Production value was great. Sound was great. Everything was great. You know, you had great, like the cartoon, the little animation in there as well. yeah. But it was a lot to do in the minimal time. So, yeah. But what inspired you with that particular storyline of it going, like I said, almost in that superhero direction, which it's not really, maybe, but it almost could be an origin story of something. But where did that come from?
I'm not sure. I was walking down the streets of New York City once and I thought to myself, wow, it would be really cool to see an Afro-Latina superhero, kind of like in that Marvel universe.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like hair is such an important topic to talk about, especially when we're talking about colorism in Latin communities. And I was like, it would be wonderful if she just had this magic hair that was just like incredible power.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where it came from.
And then did you have to, was this... The story itself,
mm-hmm.
where did that, what inspired you of the story? Yeah. Maybe not the comb itself, but the actual story of the mother dying, anything like that? Was that just something you came up with, or did mm-hmm. you experience something to that nature?
I did. I lost my dad a year and a half ago.
Mm. Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. He was my best friend, my number one fan. And so writing the story when I... The first script. So this short film is actually part of a fellowship, the Los Angeles Latino International Film Festival, and it was actually sponsored by Netflix.
Oh wow!
And so the original script I had was a little different, and what we ended up realizing was like I kind of had to go a bit deeper. And at the time, you know, my dad had just passed, and I was grieving, and it was hard, but it was also healing to kind mm-hmm. of put that in there. And I think that that's something that the audience really connected to. So yeah, and personal experiences with my hair and things like that.
I was going to say now, in regards to those two things, the thing about with your hair,
because
mm-hmm. obviously I didn't meet you beforehand, so I was, mm-hmm. but then I was thinking like it was very unique that the girl had a certain type of hairstyle.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, I wonder if that was kind of based off the filmmaker itself or anybody. So that was kind of cool to kind of get. Now was it a hard process to cast someone that had that similar type of hairstyle? That was also good at the same time.
You know what? I got really blessed with my cast and crew for this, and I'm so grateful to them. They're all so incredible. And I had actually worked with Somali on a previous project.
That's Somali Rose.
Somali Rose.
Who played Luna.
Amazing. Okay. She's incredible. And so is her mother, Isis. Mm-hmm. Great to work with. And I had worked with her on a previous project that I actually have in post now. And I was like, this little girl would be great for this particular project, and I immediately just casted her.
Did she have the hair? Or
oh, yeah.
She, okay, because I'm seeing a picture of her, and she got straight hair now. But
No. Her hair is incredible. It's huge. It's thick. It's everything
that's
we needed.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But then, okay, so since you talked about your dad, passing, what made you go the mother direction versus maybe losing a father in the film?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah. That came down to a choice about... You know, believe it or not, getting notes back from the fellowship and the studio on, you know, kind of where the story would land. And I think I chose the mom just because I didn't want it to get too personal, because if she had lost the dad, then people would have asked, where is the mother? Or, you know, things like that. And I just felt like the dad wasn't there, and then the mom was like the next person. You
got
know?
It, got yeah, it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I was going to say if you were going to make it more personal, it would have been. But then maybe that would have been too close to home.
Yeah.
But that's cool. And then with this, I guess for a short film, which is kind of cool, I'm not going to ask you how much you made it for, but you had a lot going on in there. You had special effects.
It's on IMDb.
Yeah, oh, is it? Okay.
The budget is
okay, but, you know, I don't like... You know, it's funny, cause as a filmmaker myself, it's kind of like one of those things that you don't... You know, that sometimes people don't like to disclose because mm-hmm. they want people guessing versus...
Of course.
For you, was it like... Did you start thinking on a filmmaking standpoint, it's like, oh my God, this is going to cost me this much to do that, mm-hmm. or can you do that yourself, or then the animation itself, because you had animation in there, mm-hmm. and then special effects, again, all in a minimal time.
Right.
So was that something you thought of in advance, or was that something that you just kind of like, this would be really cool if I could do this?
So the original idea that I had was insane, and I couldn't do it on the budget that I had. So I had to kind of go back and really brainstorm with the incredible team that I had about what was realistic, you know, with the budget that we had. And the animation, you know, shout out to the animation team, because they practically work for free, because animation is so expensive.
Got it.
And, you know, they did such a great job. But I needed to show the dream state in a really unique, different way. And animation was just what we could do on that budget. And then our incredible editor, Jeff Osborne, who is an outstanding editor, was able to also kind of hook us up there with some of that.
Special effects.
Yeah, with the special
effects.
Well,
give a shout out to the animation team. What were they called? Do you know it?
Yeah, so our art department, director, animation department, Anna Cangelaris.
Okay.
We also have Shelby Ramirez. And, should I pull up the list? Like forgetting.
No, just because, you know, it's kind of cool that it's kind of cool that I didn't expect that coming up, and there's a lot of cool stuff about it. So I don't know. I thought it'd be kind of cool to give him a shout out.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then in the meanwhile, as you look that up, so I'm gonna give some shout outs to some of your cast here. You got Isabel Bonilla.
Yes.
You got Adargiza de los Santos.
Adargiza de los Santos.
Okay. Luz Ozuna.
Mm-hmm.
Magda Rivera,
yep.
Danielle Martinez, Zahira Curiel.
Zahira,
okay, awesome. And then obviously you wrote and directed it. But yeah, I didn't want to pressure you on the shout out. But no, it's but
yeah, no worries, no
but,
worries.
No worries. But you know, you had a great team nonetheless.
Absolutely, 100%.
That's awesome. So again, so from that point on, now is it what you felt as a filmmaker when you finished it? Where you're like, okay, this is what I imagined, mm-hmm. you know, what's your plan for it in general? Was it just to do it as a short, or do you plan to hopefully do it as a feature?
Absolutely. The dream right now is to be able to, you know, secure enough funding for a feature film. But my overall dream is, why not take it further? Why not turn this into a comic book? Why not turn it into a TV show? I mean, there's so much history. It's so rich that it could really be anything.
That's awesome. Because now, speaking of, you're about to go to some festivals coming up. So what other film festivals you got coming up?
Absolutely. So we were just also at Minnesota Film Festival. Shout out to them for screening. And then we are premiering at the Phoenix Film Festival.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, cool. That's pretty exciting. And then so far in the festival circuit, what has been your response, positive feedback, so to speak? Or was it great to see it with an audience finally? Or what did you feel like as a filmmaker now getting to see it with an audience?
You know, it makes me kind of emotional, honestly, thinking about it. When someone does come up to me and they're just so moved by it and mm-hmm. so connected, it just reminds me that this is kind of what I'm meant to do.
Mm.
And these are the stories that I'm meant to tell.
Mm. Now for you, Cher, as an innocent bystander, not as her publicist, but as a guest co-host.
Yeah.
If you didn't know Glenice, you got to see experience of the film. What was it for you when you watched it?
I really liked the feedback at the end. Like at the Pan-African Film Festival, the questions the audience had, you could tell they really went in depth with, with the story, and it really captivated them. Like the one man that we talked to with his wife, or was it
with his friend Sylvester?
His friend, and the questions he had were just amazing. Like he put a lot, and he helped give like advice on like
He actually helped me figure something out that I was trying to figure out myself for the feature film.
So do you have a feature written already, by chance?
I'm working on the awesome feature.
You never know.
So exciting.
You know, I always like to put it out there. You never know.
Oh, 100%.
You never know who listens. I've had situations where someone like said, hey, Ty, listen to that one person on the show. And you know, I want to blah, blah, blah. And then they'll want to help out or something, whatever. And
right.
You'll be very surprised on how things work out. But I always like to put things out, quote unquote, out there, manifest it, so to speak, have things come into reality.
But
that's cool. So as a filmmaker now, so okay, you got this under your belt. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're writing on the feature version, but is there other projects? What would you like to work on? Is there a dream project? And who, let's put it out there as well, who would you like to work with in your upcoming projects?
Oh my goodness.
Is there certain?
So I'm currently in my writing cocoon stage.
Okay.
Working on the Super Hair feature and actually working on another feature about two sisters who just lost their dad and they don't get along. And the dad's last wish is for them to spread his ashes in his favorite places. And they have to kind of go on this trip even though they hate each other.
I like this.
Those are kind of the two projects that I'm hoping to tackle. I really love Ava DuVernay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And her work, you know, for me, it's just really inspiring how she kind of mixes the activism and just art together. And, you know, for me, that's something that I want to achieve.
That's awesome. Anyone else? Any Ava DuVernay? Any other actresses
or
actors?
Put it out there. They might be listening.
You never know. I have a lot of friends in the business. So
that's lots of what they spot here. I love Viola Davis. I'm going to keep it real.
She's a sweetheart. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think if I met her, I would probably.
Very, very.
I'll look back at
I just interviewed her not that long ago. So she was very, I've met her a couple times and just really just very sweet, very nice.
I would lose it if I
met really her. Okay. Who is that one person, like, beside Viola, did anyone else that you'd just be like, oh my gosh, like if you met blah blah blah?
Oh goodness.
You have any childhood crushes?
Oh my god, really? I love Josh Hartnett.
My buddy, he was the executive of a movie of his. Which
oh my
is cool.
God! I absolutely adore him. I was just watching Oppenheimer.
Okay.
And I was watching it with my boyfriend, and I was like, oh my god, it's Josh Hart. My boyfriend was like, can you calm down?
Oh wow,
calm down. And I was like,
I love it.
Drooling.
That's funny. Well, oh gosh, time is almost running out here. Any quick questions, really quick, before I go to my final?
No, I don't have any. Okay. Do you?
Yeah. Well, my final question is obviously, you know, you got the film Super Hair,
yes,
and you got your upcoming projects that you have developing.
Yes.
And it's very inspiring to hear about that, because this show is ultimately about inspiring others. You've been inspired by people from Nickelodeon, people like maybe Viola Davis, people like that. But we want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, maybe become an actress, director, writer, or just follow their dreams in general?
Yeah, I mean, the most important thing that I can say is know you are worth it. Mm. Know that you are worthy, that you were born worthy, that you've always been worthy. Mm. Because I think that sometimes this industry makes us feel like we're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, love yourself and give yourself the best shot to succeed that you can.
Mm. I like that.
Awesome. And Miss Guest Co-host Cher Culver, anything to piggyback on that? I know we asked you this before, but, you know.
I think definitely just... if you have a dream, go for it and don't be scared. I think there's a lot of intimidation in this industry where people want to scare you from trying to, you know, achieve your dreams. And it's don't work out of fear, because if there's anything I've learned in working in this industry for 20 something years, is people are going to want to intentionally scare you from it.
Right.
Mm. And it doesn't exist. Like, you know.
Awesome.
So.
Well, cool. Well, again, Glenice Hunter, pleasure having you on. Again, the film is called Super Hair. It is in the festival circuit as we speak. It is about to be going in the Arizona. Is it the Phoenix?
Yeah, we're at Phoenix.
Phoenix Film Festival. Yeah. But they could follow it by going to your socials, which is the social for the short film is Super Hair Short.
Yes.
And again, it's Super as in S-U-P-A, H-A-I-R, and then Short as in short film. So yes. Super Hair Short. And then they also go to follow you at?
Glenice Hunter.
And that's G-L-E-N-I-S-E, and then Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R.
No E at the end. G-L-E-N-I-S.
Oh, okay. I do apologize. Maybe I missed.
Yeah, you're
right.
H-U-N-T-E-R.
So you got it right the other time.
Yeah, I did. Okay. No so worries. Glenise Hunter, G-L-E-N-I-S, and then H-U-N-T-E-R.
Correct.
Again, so check her out. And again, it's the film is called Super Hair. Hopefully, you'll come back when the feature's out. Hopefully. we'll put that out there.
I will.
And then Cher Culver, how can people check you out?
CherCulverPR.com, or just CherCulverPR.
Awesome.
On all socials.
Well, again, thank you, Glenise Hunter. Again, with your film Super Hair. Thank you, Cher Culver, for being a great guest co-host. And again, God bless you. Hopefully, I wish you nothing but the success on your film as well as your career. And you're awesome. And Cher, thank you again.
Thank you.
Awesome. You did a good job. See, nothing to be nervous about. All right. So again, and I want to thank you guys all. Thank you. God bless you guys all for tuning in. I always appreciate all your guys' listenership. And I do get to read a lot of your guys' feedback, so it's really awesome. So I, for all those that have written in and all that kind of nice emails, I do get them, so I do read them, and I would love to read some of them off the air when I got some time. But again, I want to say thank you, and I'd like to end off my show. Matthew 19:26, in man things are possible, in God all things are possible, and we are out. Bye-bye.